I have a question coming from a Valko Judy, who says Srila Prabhupada wrote that only Lord Shiva can smoke Ganges. Why just him? In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's another reference made to Lord Shiva drinking a ocean of poison. And it's described that there the context is that spiritual or activities that spiritually empowered personalities or Ishwaras or great personalities, even to the level of the demigods, are not for ordinary human beings. Conversely, that which is forbidden for humans may not be forbidden activity for such transcendentalists. Why is that? Well, different reasons. One is that in the universe, Krishna has created things in such a way that according to where one is situated and who one is and what one karma is, there are different laws that affect different personalities. So, for instance, the demigods are under a different set of laws than human beings, and even in human society, for instance, in Varnashram society, different living entities are under different laws. For instance, a woman is not to be punished, whereas a man is for specific crimes or misconduct. Similarly, there may be certain rules that apply to Shudras, of which Kshatriyas are exempt, such as only having one wife. And the same is there in the universal order, different strokes for different folks, in one sense it may be said. Furthermore, aside from a different set of laws, there are those who are transcendentally situated, who are very spiritually advanced, and who become then above the laws, or at least above the influence of their activities, such as Lord Shiva. When Lord Shiva is a transcendentally situated person, so just as in the same way as drinking poison doesn't poison him, smoking ganja does not intoxicate him. Why is it that we're forbidden to smoke intoxicants? Because an intoxicant changes one's consciousness, changes your way of thinking, makes one think, falsely think, that one can make spiritual advancement because he's in an altered state of consciousness, where in fact he remains an illusion. The idea of coming to the spiritual platform is only possible when you're free of all material attachments and artifices. Intoxication is an artifice. It's an artificial form of changing one's consciousness, and what it does, that it actually brings one's consciousness down. Even though in terms of the terminology, it may be said that someone's getting high, but he's not getting high, and actually he's getting low. Lord Shiva, on the other hand, it does not affect him. Why does Lord Shiva at all even smoke the Ganges? I don't know what the historical reason is that he does it, but he can do whatever he likes. We do know the historical reason for why he drank an ocean of poison. That doesn't affect him. Certainly also smoking Ganges doesn't affect him. He may do it for his own purposes. Obviously he does. And yet we cannot imitate him. We become intoxicated by that. It becomes a transgression of human conduct. It becomes a transgression of Vaishnav principles. And so it then becomes a sin for us. So another example of something that's permissible to great extraordinary personalities, but is not permissible for us. Therefore, devotees should never be in the illusion that, well, because Lord Shiva did it, and he's a Vaishnav, and therefore I can also do it, and it's all right. No, it's not all right. We need to learn this principle of following the instructions of great personalities, not imitating their conduct. Imitation is when you don't have qualification for a certain type of behavior or conduct, but you do it in any case. So we don't have the transcendental position or the qualification to smoke ganja. Lord Shiva does. Therefore, he's completely aloof from any reaction. If we try to imitate him, then we'll only suffer as a consequence. So better we should follow the instructions of the representative of Lord Shiva for us, namely Srila Prabhupada, who has told us, no, don't take intoxication. And even if we want to look at the examples of transcendentalists, let's not isolate this one example, extraordinary example of a transcendentalist. Let's see the example of other transcendentalists. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, Nimbarka. None of those transcendentalists do this. So rather than looking at the exception, let's look at the general rule of conduct of Vaishnavas. Let us follow their conduct, and let us also their instructions, which are also all uniform in this regard. Don't take intoxicants. And for this reason, Srila Prabhupada said it was only for Lord Shiva and not for anyone else. Hare Krishna.